It's the premiere of Magic in the Making on Expire. Magic in the Making will air tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. His guests share remarkable stories about their road to success and what they aspire to do next. And NBA Hall of Famer, business mogul, Magic joins us on the show right now. Is there anything or is there anybody in the world who turns business opportunities to success more than you do there, Magic?
Well, I appreciate that. And, just want to say good morning. God bless everybody. And, you know, I'm just taking advantage of the blessings that the Lord has just given me. And I've always wanted, after playing basketball, I've always wanted to be a businessman. And so it's just going great. And, again, I've been blessed.
Well, you've done it, man. Tell us about the show, Magic in the Making.
Yeah, it comes on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on Aspire. And I got gold medalists. Simone Biles, you know, she turned the Olympics upside down. And also I'm interviewing not only her, but her parents, Ron and Nellie Biles, at their family-owned gym in Houston. And, you know, you think about it. Here, the parents, they had to make big decisions. First, the homeschooler, and to then understand that this young lady had this type of talent, and to make sure that they gave her every opportunity to take advantage of her gymnastics career. And look what happened. I mean, who would ever thought she would be the greatest gymnast in history, you know?
Just crazy.
So this is an amazing story. And now they're business owner because they own this beautiful gym. So we talk about a lot of things. Simone, what inspires her, what her dreams are. And, you know, she's going to go to the next Olympics in Japan. So we're excited to... I was excited to meet her and interview her all at the same time.
Well, that's good, man. You know, all your accomplishments and accolades, I'd love to see you sit down and interview yourself, too, on the show there, Magic. You know what, Magic, we lost two good – well, you lost two really good close friends this past week, Alan Thicke and Craig Sager.
Yep.
What are your fondest memories?
Well, first with Alan, it just – you know, when you come to L.A. as a young man and he was coming up at the same time I was doing my thing with the Lakers. So I got a chance to hang out with him and have dinner with him. And he used to come to our games. And his family is great, man. And he had that laugh. And he was cool. You know, he was the coolest dude. Him and Pat Riley are probably the coolest white cats I've ever met, right?
You're right.
They had it going on, you know. And so... I remember everything just hanging out with him. And then Craig Sager actually changed the way sideline reporters reported the game. I mean, his loud colors. You thought he was a brother with the
right.
Green Gators, the yellow Gators, the orange Gators. I thought he was from Detroit, you know. And so but his personality, and then he owned a business in Atlanta, Jock and Jill's, and so I used to go by his restaurant. Him and Doc Rivers owned that, so they will both be sorely missed, and rest in peace, both of those guys.
Man, but that's very good, buddy. You know, you got that nickname Magic. Did you ever think it was going to stick?
No, man, I never thought it would stick. And as soon as that sports writer gave it to me at 15, I was like, nobody's going to call me Magic. And my boys turned to me and said, don't think we're going to call you Magic because that's not going to happen. You know, the hood has said, man, that's not going to happen, bro.
So, what
and
mom
my
and
parents
pop
definitely
said,
said, no, you still Junebug to us.
Right.
Well, Magic, you know, you talk about the many blessings in your life. Can we talk about your wonderful wife, Cookie?
Yeah.
You know, in her recent book, Believing in Magic, you know, she talked very candidly about you all's life over the years and the tough times that you all have overcome and how faith got you through it more than anything. But she got in great detail in this book about you all's life and marriage. Were you ever nervous or worried about how much she was putting in there? Did that ever make you nervous?
No, I think that, you know, one thing about Cookie, she's a smart woman and she just wanted to share our story. And, you know, I believe in her, support her. And so sometimes you got to let your partner and your best friend and your wife or vice versa, your husband, do their thing, you know. And so I knew that nothing was going to be – we didn't have no crazy life, you know. We had our ups and downs like most relationships. But I always trust in Cookie and believe in her. So she did the right thing. She She wanted to run things by me. I said, no, just go ahead and do your thing, baby, and I'm going to support it. And so, you know, it was just great that she was able to share from her side, because everybody's heard from me. But everybody wanted to hear Cookie, you know, hear her voice and what she thought about, you know, dating and marrying this crazy man named Irvin Johnson. And then, you know, our son EJ being gay, and how did she respond to that? How did I respond to that? And then, you know, we still got Andre and Elisa, our daughter. So, and now we're grandparents. So she was able to share so much. But the one thing that we all have in common, we all lean on our faith. And she's a beautiful, beautiful wife, and I'm happy she told her story, and our story, I should say.
Well, that's a portrait of strength, man, you and Cookie and the entire family, buddy. Well, Magic, the premiere of Magic in the Making on Aspire Network kicks off tomorrow, and we can't wait to see Simone Biles and her family get the behind-the-scenes story on them. No, it's going to be great. Can't wait to see you back at the ESPN studios, man, on NBA Saturday night.
And happy holidays to you guys, but also everybody out there. Happy holidays. God bless everybody.
Same to you.
Thank you, Magic.